Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:15 now on this Friday morning, Halloween morning. If you got anything supernatural or otherwise unexplained that happened to you, text me in. Text the story to me at 504-260-1870, and I'll share it with the audience on this Halloween. It is Friday night. That means week 9 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan's going to join us in a second. He'll be with Coach Lou Valden tonight at 7 for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. But a lot of action. Good morning, Ian. A lot of action last night, huh?
Good morning. Yeah, a lot of games last night because of Halloween. A bunch of schools moved their games to Thursday night. In fact, 14 games involving area teams were moved to Thursday this week because of Halloween. We're going to see that happen again next week. Next week's the last week of the regular season. Mm-hmm. A bunch of schools are going to move games from Friday to Thursday, if for no other reason, so they have an extra day of rest and an extra day of preparation before the playoffs begin the following week. Two of the games that we saw last night actually had results with consequence for district championship races. We'll start in District 9-4A, where Belle Chasse shut out Archbishop Shaw 14-0.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was going on, and I heard the game from my house because I don't live that far away. And then as I was going to bed, I had the window open, and I heard the fireworks going off, so I figured Belle Chasse won, and I was happy until I realized this morning that they beat Shaw.
And that opens up the door to a possible three-way tie in that district, depending on what happens the next couple weeks. St. Charles is now in the driver's seat with Shaw losing. St. Charles, they're more than likely going to beat Kinder Discovery this week. If they're able to beat Shaw next week, they win the championship outright. But if Shaw beats St. Charles next week, you've got a possibility of Belle Chasse, Shaw, and St. Charles all sharing the district championship with one loss in their district records, depending how everything else works out.
And what happens then?
Then at that point, they all share the district championship because there's no tiebreaker. And now with the power rankings determining playoff seeding, you don't have to break that tie. In the olden days, for all of you old heads out there, you remember the top two in each district got in with a couple wild cards. Now, that doesn't matter. District standings don't matter. It's all based on power rankings, which factors in strength of wins, strength of losses, as well as your total schedule as a whole.
So in the case of that three-way tie, who would have the higher power ranking, or would we know yet?
We wouldn't know until all the games are played because the power rankings determine based on your record, but also your strength of schedule. It's a nice little computer formula the LHSAA runs. The other game last night, that's a bit of a shock. Slidell beat Chalmette. Chalmette was leading their district, but since they've lost, Slidell now has one loss in district. North Shore with one loss in district. They're playing Fountainbleau tonight, who is 0-3 in their district. That'll probably be a win for North Shore. And then you also have Salmon, who's 2-1. They don't play a district game this week. So that district title will be decided next week based on the outcomes of those games with the possibility of at least a two-way tie there.
What happens tonight?
Tonight, our two big games, Hanville-Destrehan. That's where Coach Lou and I will be. Get rid of records, get rid of anything else, this is a rivalry game where everybody in St. Charles Parish will be paying attention. Everybody in St. Charles knows someone who goes to either Destrehan or Hanville or graduated from one of the two, unless, of course, they went to St. Charles Catholic. But this is a game that has the rivalry. It is going to have the pomp and circumstance. And, of course, it's Halloween. Anything weird can happen on Halloween. Destrehan wins, they'll lock up the district championship. If Hanville wins, they'll clinch at least a share of the District 8-5A title, because at that point, Destrehan will have a loss, Hanville will have a loss. And depending on what Thibodeau is able to do next week, there could be a three-way tie there. But I'm expecting this to either be a Destrehan outright district title, or if Hanville wins tonight, those two teams will share it.
All right, so other than bragging rights, does the district title really mean anything as far as playoffs?
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
It's more so bragging rights, and in this case, Hanville-Destrehan, it's the matter the other team pointed out and say, ha-ha, either East Bank or West Bank is the superior bank.
Well, I get that, the rivalry part
yes.
of that. Yeah. And where are y'all going to be tonight?
That's
yeah.
where we're going to be. Our other big game, we're going to have two reporters at this one.
Mm-hmm.
John Curtis, Etna Carr at the Shrine on Airline.
Wow.
If you have nothing to do tonight and you're on the East Bank and you're in New Orleans Metro, go to the Shrine on Airline. This may be the best football game you see in quite some time. John Curtis is still running their old school offense, ground and pound. They like to control the ball, but they throw in some shotgun looks. Etna Carr may be the most explosive offense in Louisiana football, high school or college. They know how to play the game and play it well. If John Curtis can control the ball, control time of possession, keep Etna Carr's offense off the field, they've got a legitimate chance of winning this. Curtis needs a win here to win a share of the district title, but they'll also have to beat St. Aug next week. If Etna Carr wins, they'll get Rubble next week and a chance to finish undefeated and extend their win streak. Carr, by the way, 22 consecutive wins entering tonight.
Curtis and Carr are in the same division?
They are in the same division, same classification, same district. For those
same
of you,
everything.
Same
Select.
Everything.
Go ahead.
For those of you who are confused.
That's one of me.
You still have your basic classifications of A to 5A. You have teams that are grouped in districts based on classification. In this case, Carr and John Curtis.
That's based on enrollment? Even?
That's based on enrollment,
okay.
Correct. Except in John Curtis's case, they've opted to play up. There is, I think, a two-way school playing 5A ball. You get grouped in these classifications. You get put in districts based on where you're located. But once you get to the playoffs, because of the select-non-select split, you're put in four divisions, Division 1 through Division 4, based on enrollment. So if you're a 4A school, there's a chance you're playing with 5A schools in Division 1, and so on and so forth. Then it gets more murky, because if you're a charter school...
Go back to them.
So there are five classifications, but only four divisions. So take, for example, you're a 4A school, mm-hmm. and I'm going to throw St. Charles Catholic out there as an example, because I think they're going to be hit by this next year. Next year, they're going to be playing 3A ball, which would make them a Division III school. But because they're a larger Division III school, their enrollment is at the top of that division, mm-hmm. they're going to get bumped up to Division II and play with the 4A schools next year in the playoffs. Make it make sense.
Well, you went from 4 to 3, then you went from 2 to 3. I'm confused.
It's all a mess. The LHSAA needs to figure out a way to fix it. They've done a decent job of at least making it more equitable in the terms of number of select and non-select schools.
Mm-hmm.
But if you figure it out, let me
Wait,
know, because I'm still trying to figure
to
it out.
St. Charles Catholic, their mm-hmm. 4A enrollment.
They're 4A now. Next year, because the new reclassification just got done,
yeah.
they're going to move down to 3A.
So tell me, where does 2 factor into this?
Because they're going to be one of the larger 3A schools,
yeah.
they'll get moved up into Division 2 once the playoffs begin, instead of playing in Division 3 with all the others.
It's the other way around. It's 5A to 1A. 1A is the biggest.
Right. Once you get to the playoffs, Division 1 is the biggest, but in the regular season, 1A is the smallest.
Wait.
It's a who's
on
first.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. All right, what other games are y'all going to be watching tonight?
Tonight, some of the other games that we're going to be watching include some of the other Catholic League games this evening. Of course, we're going to have correspondents there. We're also going Jesuit Archbishop Rummel. We need to mention them specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Covington Ponchatoula will be there. Mandeville at St. Paul's. Lakeshore Archbishop Hannon. Varnado at Riverside. Excuse me. That's where our correspondents are. And again, most of your New Orleans metro area schools either played last night or out of town tonight. So not many games for us to take, but we will be there, and we'll have reports from all across the state.
Who do you think is the best team in the state right now?
Etna Carr, no question. Etna Carr is it. West Monroe, I think, is a distant second behind them. West Monroe has played lights-out ball this year. Honorable mention goes to Lafayette Christian Academy. They beat an Evangel squad that, going into last night, had suffered one loss and a close loss. Evangel had the ball. They were driving with less than 30 seconds to go. Their quarterback, Pop Houston, takes the ball from the 40-yard line, runs it to the 1-yard line, but he didn't protect the ball. One of LCA's defensive backs came in, popped, jarred the ball free before he crossed the goal line. LCA recovered to hold on to a 26-24 victory in one of the better games that we've seen so far this year. So I've got to give them a nod. This is a 2A school that beat a 5A power last night.
So tell me about Carr and Curtis tonight. Is Curtis up against it?
They are, but JT Curtis has been around the block and back again. This man's probably watched enough film on Edna Carr to last him a lifetime. And the big story here is Curtis has to control time of possession. They have to keep the ball, run it, get first downs, keep Carr's offense off the field. If they can do that, they'll be all right. Curtis's defense is good enough to hold Carr, but I don't know if they're good enough to stop them. That's why Curtis has to stay on the field offensively.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. We'll be listening. Boy, I love listening every Friday night. Y'all do a great job. You really do.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Would you like cash or credit for that?
No, I'm serious. I really do.
Thank you.
I played high school football, and y'all put Friday Night Lights on the air, and it's fun to listen to from all around the state. High school football fans, get ready. Week 9, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valentine. You got something online, too, right now, don't you?
That's right. Pelican State Prep Football Preview. We post it every Wednesday afternoon, somewhere between noon and 2, and it's on the front page of www.com. We preview not only all the New Orleans Metro, the big games in the New Orleans Metro area, but the big games across the state of Louisiana. And also a little commentary at the end of today, this week's show, about schools that have had to forfeit games lately and how the LHSA can remedy that. That's at WWL.com in the Pelican State Prep Football Preview.
All right, Ian Ozan, my friend Lou Valden tonight, Coach Lou Valden tonight, 7, most comprehensive high school football show in America. Reporters at Edna Carr at Curtis, Jesuit at Archbishop Brummel.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Plington at Ponchatoula, Mandeville at St. Paul's, Lakeshore at Archbishop Hannon, and Varnado at Riverside. It's Friday Night Lights. They're going to be at Destrehan and Hanville, right?
Correct.
At Hanville, right?
Yep, Destrehan at Hanville.
At Hanville, right. It's a Manning Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tonight, 7 to 10:30, only here on WWL. We're proud of that program. 7:25, traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:44, 16 till 8, quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. I talked to Liz Morrow yesterday, and I asked her, okay, so if the city's, first of all, I said, does the state have any exposure on this, these bonds that the city wants to sell? There was a pregnant pause, and she said, no. She said it's about the future. That's why she wants a fiscal committee to take over, about the city running at a deficit, and that they want the state to bail them out, and that New Orleans is a drain on the state. I'm paraphrasing here. She didn't say this, but not the other way around, that New Orleans doesn't feed the state. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know what the truth isn't. But I would like to try to get it from you to see what's going on. And then I asked her, I said, well, if you were to take charge as fiscal committee of what the city council, because I mentioned also, you know, I had been to Austin, a friend of mine's been to Austin. I said, what's the difference between Austin and New Orleans? And he said, tax base. I said, well, okay, if that's the case, then what are you going to cut? I asked Liz Morales, and she said, I don't know. And I said, well, if you don't know, then how do you know you can do a better job taking it over? jump in where you feel comfortable there. That's all, you know, secondhand. You can go back and listen to it at WWL if you like. But that's where I think we are. Where does the truth fit into all of this?
Well, I think there's a few things. First of all, obviously tensions are high and everybody is upset about the situation. And I'm hoping over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wait, one thing. I'll be done. She also tweeted that Mayor Cantrell, apparently, and this goes to show you why you can't get backed into a political corner backing somebody, because you might find out that my friend's enemy is your enemy's friend, however that thing works, but that she tweeted that LaToya Cantrell told the council about the budget shortfall in January, which I think that's kind of playing fast and loose with the facts when you look at the video. Go ahead.
Well, okay, let's take up that one first then, Tommy, because there's been a letter circulating on social media that is unsigned and was sent to me in draft that people are relying as the aha moment. Mm-hmm. But that is a draft letter that was then radically changed and amended, and that was later signed by both the CAO at the time, Gilbert Montagno, and the head of finance, Romy Samuel. Now, this is one of the things. People should read that letter. I encourage everybody to read the letter that is signed by both of them. And it says a couple of very important things and has important omissions. The thing that it says repeatedly is that the city wants to maintain a $133 million fund balance, which they believe at that point we have done. And they don't want to take any funds away from that. So, again, that is in there a couple of times. Number two, there is nothing in there about overtime issues that they are experiencing. And number three, there's nothing in there about FEMA reimbursement and how that plays into potential cash flow issues.
Okay.
So, you know, so look, I understand a desire for people to want to assign blame and point to different facts. But if you go back and you read the letter and you watch the February 11th meeting where we are repeatedly told that there isn't a financial issue and that we can make payroll and that austerity isn't needed, those are what the facts are. Mm. And so we should rely on those. Now, given where we are, what are the things that we need to do? One of the places I would say that I think we need to focus on is Helena Moreno was elected with a mandate of the people overwhelmingly in a primary, and that she should be given a wide berth to govern at this time. And
I've said repeatedly,
Tommy, I have said putting Helena aside, whoever the next mayor is ought to have an oversized say in what this next budget process looks like. Now that it happens to be Helena, you are seeing, I would say, even more than glimpses of what she is interested in. Right now, where I'm watching, and I think the public is seeing, Helena look at every single money source that is available to see what we can do to cobble as many buckets that we have internally in the city together to make the cash flow work, to look at necessary expenses that have to be done.
So we have two concerns, Joe. I'm just jumping in for a second because I'm looking at the clock. We got a concern about making payroll till the end of the year. Then we got next year's budget. When it comes to next year's budget, if the tax base is what it is and there's only so much coming in, well, then that means if those that are crying the mantra of you got to make cuts, then I would ask you, what are the cuts going to be and what's it going to look like to the people that live in New Orleans or visit New Orleans?
Well, again, a good question. I think specifically the things the mayor-elect is looking at are federal employees who have been in the city under grants but who are now being paid general fund dollars. I just don't know if you can keep every single one of those. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I think it's looking at all operational expenses and what needs to be done. And then Tommy, number three, looking at revenue sources that we are leaving on the table in terms of not having enough people at safety and permits, making sure that rules are being enforced that need to be enforced, making sure that we're doing sales tax audits appropriately. So it's looking at all of those things together and kind of A, cutting where you can, and then I think emphasizing those revenue generation sources within the city as the first few things that absolutely have to be done.
this bond. Tell me about the money that rainy day fund to get through the end of the year. Let's look at that.
Yeah, so there's between $34 and $37 million in the rainy day fund. So your listeners know what we were told yesterday or the day before by the administration is you essentially need $40 million per month to make payroll. Mm. So essentially tapping the rainy day fund would be a month's worth of payroll. A condition is for tapping it is a financial downturn. And I would argue both what's happening in the city and in the country meets that qualification. You need five council members to tap into that. And I think the bottom line, this is me speaking. I know the paper reported that a number of my colleagues supported tapping it. I have no problem tapping it once we've convinced ourselves that we've looked at every single source that we have available and that we've made every commitment possible to getting every single one of those dollars and using the rainy day fund as the last resort.
So Liz Merles tells me yesterday that the problem is if they approve this bond issue, then, okay, even if the city pays it back, you're going to be looking to the state to bail them out 5 months from now. Are you going to be looking to the state to bail them out 5 months from now?
I haven't heard anybody say that whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Besides Liz Merle.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And look, I understand other people are entitled to their opinions, but I think the facts on the ground are that we are looking at, to your point, Tommy, both how do we solve the current cash crunch, looking at every dollar that we have available, and then number two, building a pragmatic, conservative budget that is focused on public safety needs first. And when I say public safety, I don't just mean police. I mean Department of Public Works and code enforcement, safety and permits. And then everything else is just going to have to be in a different situation. But when you look at trash needs and fixing streets and making sure permits are processed, that is part of the public safety umbrella, and those are the things that are going to be prioritized in the next budget.
Because she talked about fiscal committee taking over and a judge overseeing all of this, and she talked about the expense of the consent decree with the police department, but it just seemed to me, if a fiscal committee, what would a fiscal committee, and I know you're not going forward with this bond issue, but if a fiscal committee were to take over, what would that look like for the city?
Well, what we're concerned about is it's like a consent decree from the state to the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, here the people in Baton Rouge have regularly fought about the federal government intervening in the police force and at the jail. And so essentially what the fiscal committee would be a state-mandated consent decree on the city. And to the point you raised earlier, it would be about what are the things that the state then would control. So they would decide all the things. And look, the bottom line is, if that happens, you live with all the decisions. Mm-hmm. I think that's something I heard Clancy Dubo say on WWL-TV, is that once you decide you're doing it, you own it all. And again, I don't want to be hyperbolic and grandiose here. I think it's a time where people are in their feelings. We're supposed to get in a room next week in Baton Rouge and really discuss this, and hopefully we can take the rhetoric down three notches, make sure we're making good decisions. And here's the last part, Tommy. I understand the skepticism for other people around the state about what's happening. Let's show them what our plan is, what we're willing to do with the legislative auditor, making sure that reports are being given and produced. And I think that is a pathway forward to hopefully providing better context for now and the future.
Has the city gone to the state to bail them out before?
Not that I remember. I've been getting a lot of history lessons over the years, including mm-hmm. my mom when she was a city attorney, who remembers being
But not
furloughed.
Recently, right?
No, this is no. So I think the city has usually taken on its own drastic measures.
That's what I thought. All right, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Just trying to get the facts out there. 7:55, 5 till 8. Have a nice Halloween, you and the family. We'll take a break, come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.